Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the coronavirus continues to hammer away on the U.S. cattle markets with another week of sharply lower cash cattle prices, plus some triple-digit losses in several sessions in both live and feeder cattle futures. This week, I talked with DV Auction market analyst Corbett Wall from Canyon, Texas, who said what's frustrating to cattlemen and cattlewomen is the fact that we're continuing to see this massive sell-off in cash and cattle futures while box beef prices show some pretty healthy gains.
I think what's so frustrating for your ranchers and your cattle feeders and folks of the like is as they see the meat cases cleared out, you can't get a stick of hamburger meat that's about like a roll of toilet paper. And guys are frustrated because they also see their box beef cutout values skyrocketing twice a day every time they come out. And meanwhile, their cattle prices are just plummeting. And it's very disgusting to watch.
Now, livestock organizations like NCBA and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association are working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and others in Washington, D.C. to stabilize our cattle markets amid this ongoing coronavirus national emergency. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.